A45, so I don't want to. Okay.
Vatira.
If my mother?
Yeah, Ilunishmas.
Basha Bas Vinyamin Beryl.
Basha Bas Binyamin Beryl. Shmiyas for her neshama,
Amen.
learning of her children,
Amen.
son. So, Vatira, you should notice. Ki teva ha'adam kaved me'od. The teva of a person is heavy, like we said. The guf is what slows you down. Ki afrios achomrios gas. Physicality is heavy. King Layach puts Adam Bitarachumalach. That's why people don't like to work hard if they don't have to. People don't like to work hard if they don't have to. Mishorot Barach. But if you want to really become an Oved Hashem, Gabra Negativa Atzma. You have to be Mizgabra Negativa. These Gabra is Dares. You have to strengthen yourself. Shemu Maniach Atzma Biak. Because if you allow yourself to just stay with your heaviness, with your goof, with what the laziness. Vadu will not be matzliach. You have to be oz, strong like a nomer. You have to be kal, uplifted, light. Why? Because the neshama is light. It knows the neshama is zaris. The neshama doesn't take time to do stuff. V'chein manu chachamim b'dvar matzich m'chinzuk, toiru ma'isim toiru. Mikra malehu, chazak ve'amatz me'oid, lishmo la'asois, chol ha'toiru ha'shatzivcho Moshe avdi. You have to really strengthen yourself. Ki choyzeh godo tzarech, l'mishiroitze lich po'itz ha'teva elof. This is against your nature. Now let's talk about that. Why is this against your nature? Sometimes I run to do things I want. I think that the pshat is, like we said before, it's true in general, physicality will lead to laziness because, in general, people don't want to accomplish. Now, sometimes physicality will lead to working hard because you want to make money to go on vacation. So it's true; it could do that. But if you want to elevate yourself to a spiritual goal, and that you should wake up early to go daven and go do something which is not for your guf, when your guf is sensing that what's going on now is not for its own benefit, it's for the neshama, for some other benefit, it doesn't speak to the guf. That doesn't do it for it. It doesn't do the trick. So therefore, the guf is willing to work hard for things which are better for the guf, but it's not willing to work hard for things which are for the neshama. And therefore, in a way, in a sense, working on laziness is changing one's nature. It's going against the teva, because teva is that the guf will only work for the guf. It will not work for the neshama.
Therefore, it's a challenge, or
And
therefore, it's a cost.
therefore, the goal of Zrizus is against human nature.
Because it's putting the neshama over the goof.
Yes. It's making that the guf is subject to work for something that it doesn't. That outside itself, and you want to, and you don't want the goof to get in the way at all, because the second the goof starts getting in the way, that was just one snooze right there. And if you let the goof go to get, definitely, if you let you let the goof get its way, there's gonna be another snooze,
And be
another snooze. You press snooze once, you let the goof could dictate what you're gonna do. The goof doesn't want to wake up because the neshama is in the mood and we're getting up right now. Right, so the training oneself that I do the things which my neshama says to do. I do the things which my neshama says to do. And that controls the decisions of my goof. That's really going against the nature of the goof.
That's an interesting view.
What is, right? Because if the neshama wants it, I was actually very, I was like so despoiled the other day. I came back on a 5 a.m. flight from Newark Airport to Miami. 5 a.m. is early. It means if you have to be in the airport at 5 a.m., you gotta get up at 3, no matter how you slice it.
In Lakewood.
In Lakewood, forget it, you have to get up at like 2:30. It's an hour away. But even if you're staying 20 minutes from the airport, you gotta get up at 3, get your stuff, and come to the airport by 4. Yeah. So it's very early. And the flight was packed. So I'm like, I know why I'm coming at 5. Because I gotta land, go diving, and be at first at Seder on time. But these people are coming for vacation. Why would you drive yourself nuts and wake up at 3 in the morning to go on vacation? Just go on vacation at 9, get the 9 o'clock. Doesn't make sense to me. Right? How do you even, right? So the answer is that if the goof knows that it's going to get treated in Miami, it's going to be taken to some good, shows and good, having a good time. So the goof is willing to work for that a little bit. Because the goof is going to get treated, right? So the point is that, but to wake up that to for Shacharis is much harder than that, because now you're telling the goof, hey, wake up to service the neshama, right? So you have to train yourself that your neshama makes your decisions. Now, here is an unbelievable. I'll end with this bar, unbelievable bar. You're gonna love this one from Rav Dessler. He says that I want to sum up for you right now what the goal of your life is. What's the goal? What is what trip? What do you want to transform yourself into? You start off one way, you want to look like this. Well, what do you want to, what did you start as? And what's the train ride here? What's the goal you're supposed to look like at the end of your life? So he says, when we think to ourselves, I gotta wake up in the morning, right? It's time for shul. So what happens every morning? You're sleeping. You think to yourself, I want to sleep. And you have this little voice in your mind telling you, no, shul, you gotta get up now. That's your neshama. It's time to get up. No, I really want to sleep. No, you gotta get up now. So that's how you live life. That's how we start life. So what's the I and what's the you? The I in life is I want to sleep. The you is the neshama telling us, no, you want to get up. Says, by the end of your life, you want it to be that you're getting up in the morning and you say, I want to get up now. I want to get up now. And the little voice tells you no, but the goof becomes the you. Says, no, don't you want to sleep a little more? Don't you want to sleep? No, I want to get up now. What becomes the I and what becomes the you? I'm about my goof, really. I associate with my goof, but I know deep down I have a conscience. No, life after you learn and you experience and you understand, really everything's about the neshama. Everything's about higher cause, higher, something higher. I really want to do even more. I'd love to give more tzedakah if I could. No, maybe keep some of the money for yourself. No, maybe you should keep some of the money for yourself. No, but I really want to give as much as I can. No. Listen, man. I want to go to shul. Oh, I want to be there early. You sure? Maybe you want to sleep a little more. The conversation switches at some point. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
The goal of life is to have your conversation switch at some point. From who the I is and who the you is. Think about that one till tomorrow. That's a good one.
So I have a,
that's a real good one.
once you click off, I have a quick question
Okay.
on the
Good night,
top.
everybody.